The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. Howard, did you see the weather outside?
Well, this is like a Saturday in July day.
It is, isn't it? I think they said 92 degrees, which will be an all-time record for March.
How about
that?
Oh,
my gosh.
Right? Yeah.
It's crazy, but you know what? It's still a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
It is, and the reason that Angela sounds a little bit different today is because she is still at home, and so she is calling in today. I am here broadcasting from our usual place because Angela is still on the mend, but she got good news today. No surgery on her foot, so she is mending well. Right, sweetheart?
That's right. Very excited to be here, yes.
Good, and we've got more good news because, you know, the coronavirus, everybody is wondering who is a, you know, wondering should they buy, should they sell, should they rent, what should they do? We're going to give you more updates from the show last week on, you know, what should they do? People are on the fence, or some of them have taken their homes off the market, you know, not buying. We're going to tell you, give you updates on what has been happening. So it will give you some answers to what you should do or maybe should do with your particular situation. We're going to tell you about what's been happening this week. Not only what has closed, because what has closed is only a reflection of what's happened a month ago. But we're going to tell you about what people have done with respect to put contracts together, what people have done to put houses on the market, and also answer some questions, not only from you that may be calling in today, but some questions about what people have asked us during the week. So we're going to have a spirited show today. Hopefully answer your questions as well when you call in at, what's that number, Angela?
Oh, you know my favorite. 222-TALK to me, you have to call.
All right.
222-TALK.
All right. And we usually start today with some fun stuff about what's special about today. So it is special for a number of reasons. Today is Brothers and Sisters Day. So call your brother or sister and say something about what happened special growing up. Just give a smile to that brother or sister. And also, if you have young children, it's Children's Picture Book Day. How about that? Also, one of the things that I like to do, it's Eat an Eskimo Pie Day. Now, some of the young people, they don't know what an Eskimo pie is. But if you go to your grocery store, they are still there. And also something that most of us cannot do, at least with someone that we don't know in our family, it's National Hot Tub Day. So only get in if you could get in with someone that's at least 10 feet apart, unless they're a member of your family that you live with. Right, Angela?
That's right, Howard.
Okay, also, do you know what Black Forest Cake is?
Black Forest Cake.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel like I do.
Yeah, well, it's National Black Forest Cake Day. Also, Something to Eat on a Stick Day. What do you eat on a stick?
Marshmallows,
there you go. Corn dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about fudge pops?
Yeah.
All right, sure. And something that we have in our house, piano. It's Piano Day.
Oh,
and something that we don't have in our house because you're allergic to it, Respect Your Cat Day.
Yes.
Now, here's a weird one, and some people are going to say, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? It's Weed Appreciation Day. Now, by the way, don't jump to conclusions. It's not the kind of weed that you smoke. No, no, no. Actually, that has a special day. It's next month. But the weeds in your garden, and why would you want to appreciate them? Well, there is a reason.
Know.
Because they're green plants, right? They provide oxygen. So as you're out in your garden pulling your weeds, remember that weeds are all over the planet and they do provide oxygen. So even though you
hate... Well, it's kind of funny. I have to say, I have a negative emotion towards those weeds. When I'm out pulling weeds, I'm thinking, oh, I'm so mad at you for being here.
Yes, I know. But some of them that are out in places
that
are not in our yard, we do appreciate them because they do provide oxygen that we do need.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, back to real estate. We are your problem-solving realtors. We come to you, of course, every Saturday morning for 9+ years now. And it is meant to be a question and answer show about buying or selling. And we're going to give you some news and advice. And after all, the more houses that sell and the sooner that they sell, make it better for our whole community. And it's our way of giving back to the community. And we have not done a contest in a while. And what reminded me about this contest is a new house that we have listed. And we gave some advice to the homeowner that had it listed before, and it did not sell. And, you know, we're truth tellers. And we went by the house and I said, you know, there's a reason that your house didn't sell. It just did not have that great curb appeal. And one of the reasons, we can't blame the homeowner. This was a rental house and he lives out of town and he had not seen it in quite some time. And it needed a hug. It's a great house. And we're going to tell you about it later. But it needed to have some curb appeal. It was the yard that needed to have some shrubs trimmed and the lawn cut, and some of the shrubs were growing over the sidewalk, and he had it taken care of. He listened to our advice, and now the curb appeal is absolutely fantastic. Power washed the driveway, and it looks absolutely amazing. So here's the contest. You've heard us talk about curb appeal many times. So there was a recent study done by two universities. It was a joint study to show that homes with a higher degree of curb appeal tend to sell what percentage higher than those with an uninviting exterior? What percentage higher? All right.
This is an important thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So
yeah,
give us a
really
call.
Is.
Give us a call, 222-8255, area code 904. And we're going to give away something different this time. You know, Joe Pippin is on the show before us. He's written a couple of different books about estate planning. We're going to give away one of his books on estate planning. We're going to send that to you. So something different. Give us a call. What percentage higher on this study that two universities did a joint study on bad curb appeal versus excellent curb appeal? And then when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about all sorts of things. What interest rates did this week? What sold this week? All sorts of things. Also, we're going to talk about what you can do during this time when lots of people are home to do things to your home. And because, by the way, you know what? You know what stores are really busy for the last few weeks, other than grocery stores with people buying toilet paper?
Grocery stores, yeah.
Besides grocery stores, what stores are really busy? Have any idea?
Home Improvement.
That's right. Home Depot and Lowe's are some of the busiest stores around because people are doing home improvement stuff because they have the time to do them. They're fixing their stores up.
I love that.
Yeah, Alan's shaking his head. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, all right, Alan, what are you going to do to fix your house up? Well, we're going to give you some ideas of what so many people are doing, easy projects that you can do at home to increase the value of your home and also improve the appreciation that you get from your spouse and just your personal appreciation. Like, hey, I did that. It looks good. I didn't know I could do that. Check out YouTube. That'll help you do some stuff. That's right, everybody. Hey, so we're going to also answer your questions and help for homeowners who have also lost their job. We're going to tell you some more stuff. Hey, stay with us, everybody. We're Angela and Howard with Real Estate Radio. Stay with us.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here today on this gorgeous, gorgeous, happy, happy Saturday.
And it's a hot one. Right, Angela?
It's a hot one. It is indeed.
Well, you're going to be inside today, but I'm going to be out later. I have to sign up a new tenant at one of my rental houses, but I'm going to be at a safe distance. That's right.
Of course you will be.
I am bringing with me. Now, I am practicing safe things today. So I am bringing with me my own hand soap. I am bringing with me my own hand towels.
Not hand towels, paper towels.
Paper towels. So I can wash my hands. I'm bringing two leases to go over. So he has his, I have mine. We're going to be separated at least 10 feet in the kitchen.
Separate pens.
That's right. I'm going to be doing an open house later on. We're only going to allow one family in at a time. We're going to separate. I'm not going to allow that family, whichever family it is that comes in, to open any doors, like cabinet doors. I'm going to open them for them if they want to open any doors. So if it's a small room like a bathroom, I'm not going to be in the same room with them, any small room. They're going to go in a separate room from me. So we're going to be practicing safe things. If you're going to go into any home today, I suggest you do the same things. If you can, leave some of the children at home and you go check the house out yourself.
And if that's a great idea.
If you are going with your children, keep them in the same room with you and let me or whoever it is open the door. Just knock on the door. I'll yell or whoever it is to say, come in. And that way we'll keep everybody safe because that's the goal. Keep everybody safe. Don't let anything spread this virus. And just because you don't have it, you may have been exposed to it. And that's what we want to prevent is spreading the exposure to it. You're not less necessarily spreading the fact that you may have it, but you may spread the exposure to it. So that's what we want to prevent.
Howard, the other thing I want to mention is that when people are out and about and you're seeing your friends or you see people who you know, your acquaintances, maybe you haven't seen them in a while, I'm still noticing that people are shaking hands. They need to stop. You cannot assume that just because of your friend, they don't have the virus or haven't been exposed. So stop shaking hands. Stop hugging. You think we would know this by now, but I've witnessed people doing that just this week.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Angela, we talked about the coronavirus and how it may be affecting the real estate market. Now, obviously, if you have lost your job, you're not going to be buying a house. But there are houses still coming on the market. There are still buyers. We've gotten calls this week from several people that are looking for homes. We have a couple of people on our team besides us, and they are showing houses. There are still buyers. But what's happened in Northeast Florida as a whole? Are houses going under contract? Are new houses coming on the market? Let's find out.
Well, Howard, according to the numbers at the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 700 offers got accepted. Wow, Howard, that means there were 700 buyers out this week. That's a lot of buyers.
Well, more than 700, that's how many got under contract. So there must have been hundreds more than that that were looking but still haven't found their perfect house. 700 is a lot of contracts.
It is indeed. Now, this week also, 852 new homes came on the market, and that's about the same as it was last week. So that would let us believe there's no difference.
Well, interestingly enough, too, this time of year, that's about the same number that do come on the market anyway.
Because it's spring, which is our best selling season. Yeah.
That's right.
183 of the 852, well, they're already under contract. Simple math tells me that's 20% went under contract. 83 of those went under contract on the very first day, and that's almost 10% on the very first day. And 497 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
That is wonderful. So how is it affecting the market? People are still buying. So if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, people are still buying. But what you have to do as the seller is to make sure that the people that are looking are serious buyers.
Right.
We don't want just, there's a phrase, looky-loos. We're not opening the house to looky-loos. We're only opening the house to people that are serious buyers. And any agent that is bringing buyers out to look at houses should only bring serious buyers out there. All right, what about interest rates? We knew that the week before, interest rates had raised. And one of the reasons that interest rates had raised is because there was a flood in the mortgage market by people that were refinancing. And the mortgage companies were slammed, and they had to put the brakes on because they couldn't process them all. Well, then this past week, they got caught up a little bit so they could open the gates a little bit. So what happened this past week, Angela?
Okay, so the 30-year conventional rate is down 15/100ths of a point to 3.5%. That is really a great rate. The 15-year rate, it dropped 14/100ths of a point to 2.92%. So you can be under 3% to get a 15-year rate. Also, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate fell, ready, Howard? 45/100ths of a point to 3.3%. I actually heard that someone got a 2.95% loan for military this week, 30-year loan, under 3%. Think about that. That's crazy.
I mean, this is like giving away money. This is unbelievable how you can move into a home. And we are not seeing any decrease in house prices. Now, you know, if this thing goes on for, you know, for months and you know, millions more people lose their job, you know, will house prices go down? They could go down. I don't see that. You know, I think this is a short-term thing. But right now, if you're in a position to buy a house, why wouldn't you, with these interest rates, if your job is secure, why not do it? Now, here's...
Absolutely. You should take care of your family. If you need to move because you need a bigger house or you need a smaller house, then do it. I would not let this virus, if you know you're going to have your job, I would not let this virus impact your decision to move or not.
Now, there's an interesting thing. Let's say that you make enough money to purchase a house. But let's say your credit just needs a slight improvement. What if you could pick your dream home? It's already built. And you just need a tweak. You just need a little tweak in your credit score. Maybe you had a foreclosure on your record. Maybe you had a bankruptcy, but you found your dream home. It's perfect. It's just the one you want. But your mortgage lender says, you know, in 3 or 4 months, 5 months, you could fix your credit. Wouldn't it be great if you could move into that home now and you know that you could qualify within 12 months? There's actually a way that you can do it. There is a company that's called Dream America. And what it is a lease to own. You pick out the home. You enter into a contract with them. They will buy it. Get this. They will buy it. You then lease the home from them. And then within 12 months or any time prior to that, you then buy it from them at a predetermined price. In fact, any time in the next 5 years, you can buy it from them at a predetermined price. And 3% of your payments that you've been making on the lease go toward the purchase price. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. Now, the house has to be under 15 years old. Now, you have to make at least $4,000 a month. You have to have at least a 500 FICO score. Now, virtually everyone has at least a 500 FICO score.
Yeah, and
you have to have at least $5,000 cash available. Now, that can be in savings. It can be a gift. It can be a 401k, and you have to have at least 12 months history of paying your rent on time. And it could be a house, it can be a townhouse, and it is available in major metro areas like Florida. If you want full, now you do go through an agent, and we will be happy to help you. It's dreamamerica.com. This is absolutely fantastic for the right person that has found their dream home, but the mortgage company says, you know, I just can't give you the mortgage right now. But the husband or the wife says, I found our perfect home, honey. I found it, or we found it. You can buy it soon, but you can move in now. You can get your kids in that school. We can help you do it. DreamAmerica.com. You can work with your agent and we can help you. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump acknowledges that parts of the country won't be back to normal after the 15-day period of social distancing. The president stressing that he would like to end that period as quickly as possible to get the economy back up and running. At the same time, he says it wants to be safe to do so. He wants it to be safe to do so when the time comes, or all of the distancing may have gone to waste. The president plans to practice some social distancing of his own today, even though he's traveling to Norfolk, Virginia, to see the Navy hospital ship Comfort deploy to New York City. The 1,000-bed military ship is scheduled to arrive in New York Harbor on Monday. It will help relieve the pressure on area hospitals treating coronavirus patients there. Meanwhile, federal regulators have approved a rapid test that can detect coronavirus in 5 minutes, developed by Abbott Laboratories. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was down 915 points, and NASDAQ down 295. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you want to know the most important thing about a diamond's beauty, the answer would be the way it's cut. There's a trade-off between a diamond cut for maximum beauty and one cut for maximum weight, and it's seen in the price. You see, diamond cutters buy rough diamonds based on weight, so all the diamond weight that's cut away can affect their profit. But because there are known cutting parameters for the ideal or most beautiful diamond, deviations from these will yield a heavier and less beautiful diamond. Unfortunately, customers can't detect cutting imperfections without expert help. And in fact, diamonds of the same weight, color, and clarity can vary in value by as much as 50% or more just because of the way it's cut. At Underwoods, we look at how a diamond is cut first, and we have the computerized gemological equipment to determine the quality of the cut and the light performance of the diamond to see if the diamond should carry the Underwood name. So if quality counts with you, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hi, folks. This is Martin Parlato of Lighthouse Retirement. We've been together now for more than 10 years on the radio, and I know this has you guys scared to death, but don't panic. Here's the plan. From now until the virus is cured, we're going to create daily podcasts that you can subscribe to for free by going to LighthouseRetirement.com and clicking the radio show tab. Then just go to LighthouseRetirement.com, complete the contact request form. I'll send you an invitation to register for our amazing Gemini private client portal as a guest. And for a limited time, you can receive my daily client updates and access to our private client and public service webinars. Because I know your advisor didn't call you today. And when this is over, you can consider becoming our next great client. Let's all pray for our president, and let's try and protect what we've worked so hard to build. Let's do this together.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Sunny through Monday with a high near 90, mostly clear night through Sunday night, down to about 66. Mostly cloudy Monday night, low of 67. And then Tuesday through Wednesday, partly sunny days, breezy with up to about a 50% chance of rain. Highs into the middle 80s, nighttime lows, mostly cloudy skies, 65.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. This is such a gorgeous day, Howard, and we're talking about important things. People are stuck at home, and they need something to do. What do you think they should be doing?
There are lots of things that they can do. And by the way, this list of things that I have or suggestions, if you don't think you're qualified to do the job, you may need to call an expert. But there are some help. There is some help on YouTube. So go to YouTube and see if there's some help that that they can provide for you. YouTube has an amazing amount of help subjects like how to. So just go to YouTube and say, how to install a install tiling, for example. So I just have a few things that maybe you want to do during this time where you may be working from home, so you don't have that travel time in the morning. I spoke to someone yesterday. In fact, it was my brother. His wife lives in Tampa, or they both live in Tampa, and she normally travels an hour and 20 minutes a day. So she saves now 2 hours and 40 minutes just of transportation time. They have a lot that they can do. Yeah, how about that? So think of the gas that they and the and the stress of traveling that much time. So they can paint a room. They can install some tile or a manufactured wood floor. How about installing some new faucets? If you got some old faucets that are looking a little dingy, maybe install some of those. Or replace some old-looking kitchen cabinet handles. That makes your house look good. How about crown molding or some chair rails, maybe in the dining room, or crown molding in any of the rooms? Something that we did in our house last year, we put some overhead storage shelves in the garage. We got two sets of those. Yeah, boy, did that give us a lot of room. And we just talk about curb appeal, trim some bushes, edge the lawn, power wash the driveway.
Plant some pretty flowers.
There you go.
Add some color. Put some pretty mulch down.
And you know, when I go into my closet every day, I see clothes in there that I haven't worn not only in the last 6 months, not only in the last year. I've got clothes in there I haven't worn in years. And it's not because I'm a different size. It's just because I haven't worn them in years.
Oh, you should get rid of those and give me your space.
Angela, that goes for you too.
You just want
the space so that you can take over some of the closet space? Oh my gosh. All right. Also, cleaning out the garage. And one thing that I've been doing over time is replacing those light bulbs with the new LED bulbs. And, you know, I've done that in the fluorescent bulbs with the new LED bulbs. Oh, my gosh, what an incredible difference in the brightness that they put out, especially in the garage. And also, you may want to put in a new ceiling fan. And sometimes in some of the older houses, the bathroom exhaust fans, they are so noisy and so inefficient that it's time to replace them. And some of the new ones come with a light, and also they come Bluetooth. So you
That's really cool. So you can stream your music while you're in, you know, taking a shower or shaving or whatever you're doing.
Yeah. You can also clean your windows, empty your gutters, do all sorts of things. Do you have any you can add to the list?
Well, some of the things that I think about are things we put off. So, like, clutter, you know? So, like, we both work from home, so we have offices. And paper can begin to pile up, right? Things that need to be filed or scanned and shredded or whatever. So some of those projects that you have that just kind of creep up on you and you don't really even notice them, this is a great time to do that. Not only that, but even like this is, you know, home projects, but there's always self-care projects too. I mean, you can read a book. You can take classes online. You can learn a new language. There's so many things you can do during this downtime that we're all forced to be in, you know, that could be good for your home or good for yourself.
There
you go. You just have to do a lot of self-care during this time. And, you know, we're with our family members that we're not used to being with so many hours in a day. And that can cause lots of problems. So you should have discussions about how to schedule time in this room or, you know, things, activities that bring you closer together and spend time doing that. Maybe it's putting a puzzle together or playing board games or hanging out by the pool, whatever it is.
Sounds
good. Thank goodness that we're in Florida and it's really nice and warm. We could be at our pool, right, Howard?
We could. We could, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, I've got some good news. Some other good news. Now, last week, this is this first sentence or two is a repeat of last week, but it's important that I mention this. But there's an addition. So, Freddie Mac 2 weeks ago suspended foreclosures, suspended evictions, plus offering some forbearance plans, if due to a loss of job due to the pandemic. I should say, in addition, they just announced 3 days ago on Wednesday, any mortgage held by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Now, you may be paying your mortgage to Bank of America, to SunTrust, to any number of hundreds of banks, but it's still held by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They announced to the general public that they are giving leeway to borrowers who are falling behind on payments to defer up to two payments. It's called the payment deferral option that allows borrowers facing a hardship to defer 2 months of their mortgage payments until the end of their mortgage. In other words, if they have 25 years left on their mortgage, so let's say their mortgage ends in 2035, 2045, they can defer up to 2 months of payments, and it just adds on to the end of the mortgage without any additional interest, without any penalty, without any effect on their credit score or anything. Now, in order to qualify for this, the borrower must be able to resolve the hardship within a 2 month time frame. So this program is irrespective of the coronavirus. This is a new program that they have been working on that they were going to roll out at the end of this year. But because of the coronavirus, they rolled it out early. So you have to have some sort of hardship. You don't just automatically say, hey, I got a hardship and I'm just going to defer payments. This has to be something that you talk to your lender about. And if they agree that you're having a hardship, then you can defer 2 months of payments. Again, no effect on your credit. They're not going to change your mortgage in terms of changing your interest rate. You don't have to rewrite your mortgage, nothing like that. It's you call your lender, you explain your situation, and they'll send you a letter and they'll say, okay, you have a 2 month delay in making your payments. Now, this program does not start until July 1st. So it's totally separate from the coronavirus. It's totally separate than losing your job. This is a temporary thing. Like, you're out of work because you're sick for something. You're going to get well. You're going to go back to work. So, well, this sounds great. And you have to go back to being able to pay your mortgage by January 1st, 2021. So again, you're not going to accrue any additional interest or penalty for not paying for the 2 months, no impact on your credit score, and it's only for a temporary reason. You must have a specific temporary hardship. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you more about this specific situation. So if you have questions, give us a call and I'll tell you more about it when we come back after the break. By the way, there are going to be some scams about this. So if your bank calls you and say, hey, have you heard about this? And give me your name and give me your social security number to verify that I'm talking to the right person. That's a scam. Your bank and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will not be calling you. So you need to call your bank. you need to call them and ask for it. It's going to start on July. We'll be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So exciting to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Well, Angela, I am glad that you are back. Before the break, we were talking about the new help that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is offering. By the way, over 50% of the mortgages in this country are backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. How about that?
Absolutely. So
this new program that we were talking about is effective July 1st, and you must be able to be the 2 months that you won't be able to pay, it must be temporary, and you ought to be able to be back on your feet before July 1st. So it is not necessarily related to the coronavirus. Now, maybe you're going to be sick and you'll be well by then, but it has nothing to do with if you've lost your job and you have another one that starts in a couple of months, that's okay. Now, all of the rules are not set in stone yet, and it's up to your original servicer. Servicer is the the lender that you are paying for your loan. So if you know that you're going to be back at work within a couple of months, but you can't pay coming up soon, then talk to your lender. And we don't want you to get scammed by anyone. So be careful about that. Never give out your Social Security number. Now, it may be okay to give the last four digits just to verify, because you do get calls sometimes by your credit card company to verify something. And I have given the last four digits to verify who I am when they call me for something. But anyway, it's up to
you.
But
they're not going to call you in this case to offer you that.
Well, who knows? They may. If you haven't made your payments in a couple months and you haven't reached out to them saying you need help, they may call you and say, hey, I've noticed that you haven't made your payments in a couple months. You know, they may call you and say, hey, what's going on, to offer help for this particular program. I can't say how they're going to do it, but Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will not call you. That is absolutely the case.
Good deal.
Okay. Now, aside from that, and I mentioned this last week, Bank of America, some of Bank of America's loans are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but a lot of them are not. They hold the paper, hold the mortgage themselves. They are offering their own type of delay and putting it on the end of the loan themselves. So if you have an issue with the ability to pay, you can give them a call and maybe they can offer you some type of deferral of payments. All right.
That's awesome.
How about that? So that's the help that is going on. Now, we got a call from a radio show listener and asked us an interesting question. And we don't know if some of you have that. They have a house that is a rental property, and they were trying to decide, hey, can I list it for sale and list it for rent at the same time and do whichever comes first? So what do you think, Angela? Can somebody do that? Are there any rules in the multiple listing service to prevent that?
You just need to advertise it that way. So it's fine to do, but both of the contracts that you have with the management company and with the sales company need to indicate that those contracts could be broken if the other one happens first. And you need to put it in the MLS that this home is offered, you know, for sale or for rent. Because, you know, there's so many scams right now anyway, like on Craigslist and whatever, where people are trying to rent houses that really aren't for rent. You need to say, yes, this house is also for rent. Look at MLS number, whatever. So,
yeah, there aren't a lot of
them with each other.
There aren't a lot of realtors that will necessarily want to do this, because a lot of realtors spend a lot of money to advertise your home. We do, for example, we spend a lot of money to advertise your home. Some realtors, all they do is put it into the multiple listing service. But many realtors spend a lot of money, and you know, they may not want to go through that effort and energy if a week later it comes off the market because the house is rented. Now, some realtors also have a cancellation clause where they say, hey, if you take your house off the market, then there's a cancellation fee. So discuss with your realtor that you are doing this and what is their cancellation fee, if any, if the house is going to come off the market, if the house is going to be rented. But there's nothing in the multiple listing rules that say you cannot do this. So just have a discussion with your realtor whether or not there are any fees, costs, obligations, whatever. So whatever your question, we are here for you. You can call us during the show, of course, and you can call us anytime during the week. We are always available. Angela's number, let's give out our numbers and our website, and because we can answer them anytime. So, Angela, what are the numbers?
So, my number is area code 904-465-3845.
And what's the way to ask us questions that they can contact us via email?
Well, you can do realestateradio@yahoo.com, or you could do Angela Walker at watsonrealtycorp.com, or hvergallis@watsonrealtycorp.com.
And if you want to call me, I'm area code 904, and my number is 687-8161. 687-8161. Hey, you know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
It's time for some hot deals of the day, and we have two brand new listings. So you wonder, hey, is anybody putting their house on the market? Yes, they are. And one is a vacant lot where you can build the house of your dreams. And we were at that lot yesterday. What a great location, overlooking just this huge, big green space where you can go out and play football with your kids. And anyway, it's on the corner of McCoy's Creek and Fitzgerald.
And Cherokee.
Well,
and Cherokee.
And Cherokee. It's kind of the address. The address is 276 Cherokee, and it's a quarter acre lot, and it's already fenced, so you don't have to cut down a bunch of trees. But on the perimeter are some gorgeous, gorgeous trees. It, as I said, quarter acre. It's $35,000.
You know what? You just gave it a price increase. It's $25,000.
You did. I made a typo. It is. It's $25,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is in the West Hollybrook area of town.
Yeah. And there's been quite a few new homes that have been constructed right there on Fitzgerald. So my guess is, you know, don't feel like you're going into an old area and it doesn't have any new construction. It does. So there's, you know, there's smaller homes, but that's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it's and it's on the kind of the west side, north side area off of McDuff. It's a really, really nice lot. And to be a quarter acre and be only $25,000. And it's cleared, except for the perimeter that has some gorgeous trees on it.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
And it's mostly fenced, too.
Yeah. The other home is the one that caused us to tell you about our contest that nobody guessed at. It has great, great curb appeal, but also the inside is great. It's in the Mandarin area, and it's in San Jose Shores. South side, so the address is 2427 Jose Circle, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, built in 59, but it's been totally renovated. I mean, new wiring, new plumbing, new heating and cooling, new roof. It's got a sunken family room, step down. I mean, the kitchens have been redone, the bathrooms have been redone, everything's been redone on this house. It's mostly brick, one-car garage, beautiful, beautiful on the inside. I'm going to be there today from, what am I going to be there today? 2 to 4 and tomorrow from noon to 2. We're going to be practicing good, safe coronavirus procedures, but I'm going to be there. It is in the Mandarin area near San Jose. God bless everyone. Have a great week, and we'll be back with you next week.